שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר פסח, עמוד 79, מאמר אהבת חברים.
Hello, we're reading the article Love of Friends by the Rabash. Rabash, Love of Friends. When we approach the studying of Passover, we need to still put ourselves or stabilize the correct perception of reality. There's no universe, earth, that is revolving, and upon that ball, all kinds of things that are happening, and we are inside them. But I am in the middle. And in my perception of reality, everything takes place. Nothing but that, that for me, in according to how desires are and thoughts and feelings are taking place and changing, that is what creates history and geography and everything that happens in front of me. It's actually me establishing. That's why it's very important to see that in the exodus from Egypt and the entrance and opposite and all kinds of occasions, it's all in man, in man, that changes his qualities. That's how it takes place, as a result of changing the qualities. That is why it is worth it for us to come close to that perception and to understand that we need to go through this period of exile, redemption, before, after, with everything the Torah tells us about, that all these things are only speaking about a change of perception. And I need to see the Torah as a book of instructions, that according to what is told there, according to what they're saying there, that's how I need to see reality. And not to see reality in a way, Babylon, Beersheba, Egypt, all kinds of other things that take place, but all of this, the Torah supposedly depicts external pictures, but I have to turn them into internal pictures. And then I will truly see the world, which is me, with the friends, as much as we join more, connect more in building our mutual vessel. And there we are with the Creator, with all kinds of different forms of relationships, and that is what the Torah is telling us about. It's not so clear, we don't really understand it, but still, it shouldn't seem alien to us. We'll gradually come close to that perception. Please.
Love of Friends, 1. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked, saying, "What are you seeking?" And he said, "I seek my brothers. Tell me, I pray you, where they are feeding the flock." A man wandering in the field refers to a place from which the crop of the field to sustain the world should spring. And the works of the field are plowing, sowing, and reaping. It's said about that, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." And this is called the field which the Lord has blessed. Baal HaTorim explained that a person wandering in the field refers to one who strays from the path of reason, who does not know the real way which leads to the place he should reach as in an ass wandering in the field. And he comes to a state where he thinks that he will never achieve the goal he should achieve. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Meaning, "How can I help you?" And he said, "I seek my brothers. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God." This trail is called the path of bestowal. And this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which everyone can help his friend. And the man said, "They are departed hence." And Rashi interpreted that they have departed themselves from the brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you. This, in the end, caused Israel's exile in Egypt. And to be redeemed from Egypt, we must take it upon ourselves to enter a group that wants to be in love of friends, and by that, we will be rewarded with exodus from Egypt and the reception of the Torah.
Who is that man that is wandering in the field? And who is that man he meets in the field? Workshop. What do you think? What are we speaking about? Who are we speaking about? The Exodus.
Rob, meaning a person who's looking for the meaning in life, he reaches a state where he does understand that he can find it in the connection with others, and he discovers that he simply can't connect with them, he can't bond with them, that there is a force that truly resists his connection with others, and that he'll have to fight it. And this is actually what leads him to Egypt. Yes or no? Anyone wants to add to that or ask about that? So it's clear. Read it again.
Again, love of friends. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" And he said, "I seek my brothers. Tell me, I pray you, where they are feeding the flock." A man wandering in the field refers to a place from which the crop of the field to sustain the world should spring. And the works of the field are plowing, sowing, and reaping. It is said about that, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." And this is called a field which the Lord has blessed. Baal HaTurim explained that a person wandering in the field refers to one who strays from the path of reason, who does not know the real way which leads to the place he should reach, as in an ass wandering in the field. And he comes to a state where he thinks that he will never achieve the goal he should achieve. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Meaning, "How can I help you?" And he said, "I seek my brothers. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. This trail is called a path of bestowal. And this weighs against our nature to be able to achieve it. There is no other way but love of friends by which everyone can help his friend. And the man said, they are departed hence. And Rashi interpreted that they had departed themselves from the brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you. This, in the end, caused Israel's exile in Egypt. And to be redeemed from Egypt, we must take it upon ourselves to enter a group that wants to be in love of friends. And by that, we will be rewarded with exodus from Egypt and the reception of the Torah.
Meaning someone who wants to reach the goal. He wants to connect. And he discovers that all of his qualities, all of his traits, they're against connection. That they're going against him. Besides the point in the heart that understands that it must connect with others. Otherwise, he won't be able to reach the goal. And then, he has no choice. He goes into a struggle called the Egyptian exile. Questions? Yeah?
It's not clear who the brothers are that went and came back.
The qualities of the body. When I mean to connect, then there's one quality that says that, okay, we have no choice. All of us have to come together, unite, connect. Otherwise, we can't achieve the goal because the goal is achieved only in the connection. And then, what do I have to do? What do I have to do so that all the friends, all those others that are outside of me will as if be standing inside my heart? This means that I gather all of creation inside of me. And this is true, this is correct, this is how it's supposed to be in its correct form. Now it seems to me the exact opposite, that it's all outside of me, that it's dispersed. So I'm going to bond with the friends in order to perform those actions which I can for the time being, corporeally. Corporeally meaning that in my qualities, that in my senses, I can perform. Even before I reach bestowal. So, in those qualities of reception, that I can perform actions of connection in certain ones, this is called this world. And this is what I try to do. And when I try to do this, I feel that all the friends, they're as though outside of me, and I want to connect with them. And corporeality, they're in front of me. But inside of me, aside from the obvious desire that I can discover in which I can maybe bond, be in some kind of connection. The point in the heart. All the rest of my qualities, they're against it. This is what the Creator, this is how the Creator made me, shaped me. And then, I'm not connected with others, but I'm really in hostility with them. Meaning that there is a certain separating force between us called Pharaoh. Yeah.
Why are qualities against connection called brothers?
These are my qualities. I have to arrange them in such a way that specifically by them I reach connection, unity. And to the extent to which I reach unity in this special kli, and this united kli, I feel all of reality, the Creator, the entire world in general, everything together, it'll be mine. This is how I achieve the meaning of life. Yeah.
He has to wonder?
That's what he discovers. He discovers that he has many enemies, opposers, different kinds of qualities in which I can't connect. Around me, there are really plenty and plenty of different qualities, desires, intentions, that I discover that aside from my inner desire, in which I am willing to go for it, everything else is against it. Everything else is against it. It's like being in some country or government or society, and everyone's against me. Only here I discover not that they're against me, that they're outside of me, but what I discover is that my own qualities are against connection, meaning that Pharaoh is sitting inside of me.
Can we say that a person is in the middle third of Tiferet and has to decide?
I don't know yet about the middle third.
I'm meaning about a point of choice.
He decides that he wants to bond. He wants to bond. And then he discovers that he has no one to bond with, meaning that his inner qualities do not allow him to connect. The brothers, these are the qualities inside the person, besides him, and they're all against him. No.
So you can say that that's the point of choice of man?
He chose and discovers that he can't. Now he's in struggle. How to find how to bond? Because without bonding, without connection, he will not be able to find the meaning of life. Yeah.
It's not clear why he writes that it caused the people of Israel to enter the exile from Egypt.
Man feels that he's in exile, that previously he did not think that he is among his own qualities that are against connection.
But he feels that he needs to enter Egypt, or?
No, he doesn't want to go into Egypt. There's no such mitzvah of going into Egypt. He doesn't want to. It's called a descent, but he has no choice. This is how things are unfolding. To the extent to which he discovers that they don't want to bond with him, then he starts. He finds himself in Egypt, and I don't want to talk about the details that he was sold to the Bedouins and he was brought to Egypt.
Now the details. What does he see that could help him in Egypt? He sees some benefit, doesn't he?
No. He has to fight. He has to fight by connection.
What does Egypt help connection?
Egypt rejects the connection and gives him the good life. And he somehow, in the meantime, agrees to it. Because in the meantime, he can't achieve connection. And so he agrees, okay, this is how I live. That as if formally I'm in a group, but with my heart, in my heart, I can't connect with them. These are the 7 years of satiation. That actually everything's fine. Yeah.
What is a person lacking at the time he goes towards connection with one quality? And there's the qualities that are against it.
He doesn't feel that there's so much against that first. The problem is that he has to connect with them, acquire them. He has to understand that without these qualities, he can't disconnect from them. Therefore, in them, he sees some kind of friends that are with him on the way. And these qualities, meaning that even though that I'm rejected by the connection, I can't really unite with them, but somehow I'm getting along. These are the 7 years of satiation. And I don't want to get any deeper into it, but later come the problems. Later, he really starts discovering his own qualities that are bad. That a new king came to Egypt who did not know Joseph. Joseph is the point of connection. That's really against it completely. And then the exile becomes valid. So let's keep what we have and expand it a bit, but the main thing is that we'll remain in the correct perception of things.
And what does the man help him?
He gives him advice. That man is the creator. That's as if revealed, or his understanding of the upper force, that from that, he starts feeling how much his path is one of connection, but it's really not simple.
So what advice does the man give him?
He says that things aren't gonna be simple. You'll have not to think about your friends, but in the meantime to go on your own without their connection forward, without connecting with them. Afterwards, once again, you'll be able to attain those forces that you'll work together with them. It's the first period of acquaintance with what you want. And then he starts studying, he starts coming closer to the spiritual concept individually, and sure, he achieves it in terms of his ego, which is called Joseph, who's in Egypt and at Pharaoh's home, until he becomes great and understands and feels what is the point in his heart, what does he want, and the extent or the measure to which he is connected with the rest of the qualities. And then he starts receiving those qualities as his brothers, that he has to connect with them, that he has to correctly form them in Egypt. It's not simple, because at first we don't feel the resistance, and later it comes. It's like you feel it on yourselves, the way it happens. And after a few years, they start feeling how this business starts rejecting us. And then you see how people can't deal with it. And only those that want to go through Egypt, from the inner preparation that they got from nature, they can stay and continue.
So it depends on the inner preparation from nature?
Sure. It depends on man, the environment, this, that, but these are pretty marginal things, not the main things. Still, a person can't arrange the society and the resistance to all those forces that are throwing him out. No, he can't. He's still working according to his desire, not against the desire. The desire is in favor, he stays. The desire is against, he goes.
So it depends on him?
To the extent to which he can strengthen his connection with the environment. Therefore, we're in this world, and we can strengthen our connection with society, which is still a corporeal one, and we're not talking about the spiritual qualities that we have to get along with. We always have this two-stepped work.
Yeah. If man's brothers are qualities that are against him, why does he search for them? It's not clear.
What does he reach the goal with?
Like you explained, he has an egoistic inclination that wants to satisfy something that woke up in him, some deficiency, and he goes with it.
Third, what? Why? What for? To achieve the meaning of life.
Yeah.
Okay, how will he find it? In what qualities will he discover it? He has the point in the heart that pulls him to it, but besides that, he has the first nine. Where are those other nine sefirot in which he'll build a potsuf and discover all of reality, the true real reality?
Yeah, but that doesn't come from searching, that he searches for his brothers. Where are they with the flock? He comes from his point in the heart, and here, according to what I understand, he comes to ask for his brothers.
He already understands that it's possible to attain it only in their connection. Now, these brothers, these are its qualities. It's not that, it's something. On the outside, we're not talking about the corporeal group, but about the inner group, meaning that I accumulate all of my qualities together, and I see that besides the point in the heart, nothing else wants the meaning of life. All the rest of my qualities are pulling me in all directions. If it's hard, let's lower... Let's speak on a simpler level.
No, it's just a deep scrutiny that I'm trying to understand. So he brings the point in the heart, and he understands he needs all the other qualities to advance.
Yeah.
So what's going into Egypt?
That he discovers that all of his qualities are against him.
And then he specifically, what? He goes into...
He starts fighting. Until gradually reaches the prayer, as it says, and the children of Israel cried from the bondage, from the work, and he starts asking for the correction. Oh, we won't be able to understand all the details, but let's get confused a bit, listen a bit, and advance. Now,
what changes in man that he can go from the 7 years of fulfillment to 7 years of hunger? And what gives him the forces to stay in the 7 years of hunger?
The 7 years of satiation is that he strengthens himself on the path, understanding that he has to stay, and that in connection with his qualities, he attains the correct perception of reality. And that reality isn't the way it seems to him, and those qualities that are all dispersed in him, but that they're all interconnected between them and directed at the Creator. This is what he discovers during the 7 years of satiation. Specifically by being pushed forward and different things, he sees the friends, he sees himself, he studies, and so on. Later on comes the more particular scrutiny, the 7 years of hunger, that he starts feeling that everything that he did didn't help him. It didn't. All of his qualities are as is. His desire is as is. And the point, even though that it shines, but besides it's shining, he doesn't see that he's advancing or that he's in some kind of process, but that he's not moving. And this is the place where he has to change the direction in which, or what is he working for? Is he working in order to attain something, or is it in order to give contentment? And besides that, he doesn't care about anything about himself. And here begins the struggle. Meaning the work and the 7 years of hunger and the 7 years of satiation, it's a completely different kind of work. And the 7 years of satiation, Yosef goes and acquires and attains more and arranges everything that his will to receive dictates. Pharaoh's with him. Now in the 7 years of hunger, what he mainly discovers is that he has to be in order to bestow, that he has to restrict himself, that he doesn't care about the results, but that everything should be in bestowal and above him, and this is something that he can attain. And here comes the shattering. As it says, and the children of Israel cried from the work, meaning this is where he reaches the prayer, that if previously he wasn't that needy of the Creator, that at first, for a very long period of time, we don't remember, we don't feel like thinking about him, about this upper force that we as if completely depend upon. But no, it's not that bad. We can get along this way too. And here he sees that he's 100% dependent on the upper force, and that he'll make a covenant with them, that he'll make a connection with them, and only on this condition can he advance and see, meaning he starts discovering that without rising above the attributes of Pharaoh that reside in him, where he ascends with the spark above all the other qualities, without that he can't, and then he advances toward coming out of Egypt, where all the ten plagues, he sees that he can't work with any of his qualities in order to bestow. That's it. And he continues. Yes, Moshe.
I want to ask about the hunger. Hunger is felt in the will to receive as a lack of fulfillment or from not being able to reach bestowal. What is he hungry about?
Both. Both.
So it's completely different.
It's completely different, but it's a fulfillment, but a different kind of fulfillment. Fulfillment from not having anything in life, and also from having nothing to bestow and that I won't have. Meaning after the 7 years of satiation, he reaches a state where the children of Israel cried from the work that nothing will come out, neither for this world or the next world or for anything else.
So both.
Yeah.
And the 10 blows, the 10 plagues.
This comes later. This is the second period. That then he works in having to reach the exodus, the exit, to rise above his egoistic qualities.
But the feeling of the 10 blows is in the ego of a lack of fulfillment, or you can't reach bestowal?
I can't reach bestowal. I have to escape Pharaoh, but in order to escape him, I have to get rid of all of my qualities besides the point in the heart. Also, not from them, but from the way that I work with them. Well, maybe let's not go any deeper, because, and well, not to get confused, and also that you'll think about it later. What do you think?
New York.
New York. Let's continue. Okay, New York. Hello, Rav. What follows is that the 10 is actually the corrected, most connected part in me, and the force of the ego always tells me the very opposite, that it's the most uncorrected part, and I always have to compensate, make up for it with love up to the point where I can't do it anymore, and I ask the Creator for help. This is the process. No, these aren't the degrees yet. What degrees? Not yet. The degrees begin after the reception of the Torah. Still, we're only scrutinizing what are our inner qualities. we're not familiar with our inequalities yet. I'm in as if connection with the friends, and I have to find out what form, what kind of connection I'm in general. What are my qualities? These friends that are as if in front of me, but we understand from perception of reality that these are my qualities. How do I add them to myself so that they'll be standing in my heart, so-called? This is what I need. And here I discover that they're all against me, besides the point in the heart. The way it brought me to the beginning of the way, same thing here. But I have no quality that can support it and realize it. No quality. And as much as I try doing it, I see that we're going together, the point in the heart and my original or my natural qualities, but the very opposite. My natural qualities, they hate me. It's like the Jews hated Moses. That they told on him and so on. We'll scrutinize these different processes that we're told about in the story, how he was born and so on. It's not that important. These are more global principles. That's the main thing. Yeah. He says that in order to come out of Egypt, you have to go into a group that want to be and love friends, that want to be. And then they advance to a state where they can't really do it, they don't really want to do it, but they feel that they're together. And they somehow start working. And they still don't feel that their advancement is an egoistic one. It's still unclear to them. They don't feel it yet. In order to be in the recognition of evil, you need a big, strong evil so that you'll be able to see it. Can you explain what does it mean to go into a group? What does he mean by it, entering a group? That it's enough for me to know that the purpose of creation is achieved in our connection. So I talk to you and to other people in corporeality and externality, and we all conclude that we have no choice, but it's the upper force that brought us together, that gathered us, and if all of us connect, then he's revealed among us, so let's connect. Do you agree? Sure, everyone does, so let's go. So we do the work of, in order to receive, in order to discover the Creator, so that we'll feel good. Everyone wants to discover the upper force for it to dwell in him. So all of our work are the 7 years of satiation. Okay, so why don't we come out of Egypt? Didn't we go enter the group? We are not despaired of our connection still being egoistic. This is an insufficient form. We're still not despaired of it. We're not criticizing it. We're not criticizing all of us being in the ego, everyone keeping to themselves, no one wanting to really annul himself towards the friends. But everyone, according to however much their rational calculation allows them to. It's all in our ego, everything that's going on. No one rises above their ego. Is that not clear? It is a society that it exists, but it's entirely in an egoistic calculation. They're on the way, but still, in the meantime, the calculation is inside the ego.
when he sums up the article and he says to go out of Egypt, you have to enter a group and be in love of friends. What is that? That's already the second stage. That's the days of hunger.
To enter a group and be in love of friends. That's true. You agree. You accept it. But you're still realizing it in the ego. Also, the love of friends is in the ego. That it's good for me to be in love of friends in order to succeed, in order to make it. But if I'm told that now you'll work for years and others will benefit from it, then for sure I won't stay. I'll have no fuel. My goal will be unclear to me. What goal? The goal is that I'll receive, that I'll attain. Yeah?
I don't see that there's anything left in the pocket from the work.
I don't want to go into these things. These are your calculations. I'm not getting into it. That's it. Enough? I said too much, as is. Shamir. You're not asking for so long.
Good afternoon, love. I miss you. My question is, if also love of friends is from my ego, so what's spirituality?
How do I attain spirituality?
Spirituality is attained, achieved in the spiritual kelim, in the spiritual qualities that are formed inside the person by the reforming light. By, meaning the upper force that shines on a person and arranges these qualities of bestowal for him. Spirituality means qualities of bestowal. That a person starts feeling that he has it. How does he feel it? That he doesn't have to think about himself. That he starts feeling that there's just one reality, and that caring for something that's outside of him is the right action, is the right concern. But this is something that you have to look for. It's not that now you're going to make your life opposite to how it was before. But you have to work on it in order to see such a reality. And then, accordingly, you change as much as you have to change. And the way I saw it, from the outside, it's completely impossible to identify a person if he is in spirituality or in corporeality. You really can't, because it's all in the intention. The public, usually they perform different external actions, and a real Kabbalist does everything in his intention. And then you can't identify, can't see it. Here we have to draw the reforming light.
No. Thank you, Rav. Why are there 12 brothers and not 10 as a spiritual structure?
You'll see that later. This has to do with the corrections. Now,
Yosef from Afula is asking, when a person fights for connection, how does he attain connection through war? Why in forces and not in love and peace?
Love and peace with whom? With those that are against you. How? How is it possible that you'll make peace with Pharaoh that controls your entire life? He controls your intention in order to receive, which is him, and you agree to this intention, and you live in it, and you really feel good about it, and you really love him, and he loves you, that you're his loyal servant, until it flips, it turns upside down, that you understand that you can't get anything out of this, you can't benefit from this path, and enough, you have to change something, otherwise you'll finish your life in Egypt.
A question from Israel. Are the two people or scrutiny in man between his current state and desired state?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. People are confused. People are asking questions, and I don't want to bring it up before everyone. Yes. Rav, the work with the brothers here, I don't really get it. You gave us this inner picture saying that the brothers are my uncorrected qualities, that don't want to connect with me, and then I have to go down to Egypt in order to try to do what with them, connect with them. They don't want to connect with me, they don't want to go to spiritual. I don't understand this picture.
You feel that all your qualities, my bones will testify that they don't want bestowal. They want reception. They don't understand anything else. You don't feel that?
Of course.
So those are Joseph's brothers. Joseph is the point that pulls him through the meaning of life and understands it can happen only in connection with all the qualities that they will help connecting and being directed towards bestowal, towards the Creator, and they won't agree. These qualities don't agree. What are you going to do?
So actually, this quality of Joseph, it goes to Egypt in order to work with the brothers that don't want to connect. And then, from the suffering...
That, you get confused on your own. I didn't ask you for interpretations in front of everything. In front of everybody. Okay, what?
Rav, we can see that it's a process, but how to hasten it?
Haste through desire that you are sitting with your friends and speaking with them and reading. Think about it more, feel about it more. Nothing else. Everything will be clarified in thought. Yes, Mati.
I want for you to open it up a bit more, the part about the qualities that hate, the point in the heart, and lately we feel it a lot.
Not in us, in me. I can't work with all my qualities. I can't work with them in order to help the point in the heart advance towards Vikut. They don't want Vikut.
And these qualities, from what we read here, that happens and comes and goes and happens, but actually, he thinks that he will never reach the goal he should.
What, you don't feel that sometimes, that such a state comes?
Happens, yeah.
It happens, yeah.
But still, what makes you come and try again? And previously you gave us the picture of making the covenant with the Creator. This what protects and keeps you?
We're advancing. The fact that we ourselves are advancing nice and good, yes, on one hand. On the other hand, what we're shown is also towards our role in the general reality, towards the world. That's why we can't run in advance, but in according to the way the world is advancing. That's why we are in states that we deserve to be in a different state completely. But because of our role to be light for the nations, we still are pacing in our place, supposedly, until they will advance.
So when we identify that the qualities are against the work, that our traits are against the work, what's the best tip you can give us?
Keep working with the point in the heart as much as you can. And then you feel more and more that we're under the general will to receive that is in a complete captivity until we enter Pharaoh's prison, until we can't come out of there, also in mind and in heart. The two ministers, the baker is against Gina, and the one in charge of the drinks is against Chochmah. It's all in Egypt, holding the point in the heart and won't let it advance. But how? To come close to Pharaoh. Yeah, that's what they do. And from no choice, we do it. But by this, we acquire a greater will to receive than what we had before. Without, the sons of Israel enter Egypt to acquire Pharaoh and take all his desires, all his vessels, because without that, they cannot reach corrections. What will they correct? They need the vessels of Pharaoh, the shattered vessels, the big desires to receive. That's why we see the process here. So in this process, that same point of the heart helps you enter Pharaoh more. The greater than his friend has a greater inclination. Let's kind of keep revolving around this. You have to go deeper in the ego and rise. Ego and rise. And that's how you do it. Until you, in such entrances into Pharaoh, by that you clothe in all of those desires, all those dressings. And then you are prepared to criticize them, scrutinize them in the 7 years of hunger, where the point in the heart is revealing itself above all those desires you acquired in the 7 years of satiation. The point in the heart starts coming out and scrutinizing those layers and sees that she can't get along with them, with their intention to receive, and then reaches the 10 blows.
But these kelim that we build in Egypt, they seem very dirty, filthy.
In order to receive, of course.
Right, but what's more important here? The size, the intensity, meaning the big chisaron, is more important than the cleanness of the prayer, the purity of it?
It's more important that I, on one hand, I need these vessels, and I don't throw them out, because we are the servants of the Creator. We need to work with them, on one hand. On the other hand, I need to rise with the intention to bestow above these vessels, meaning I don't erase them. I work with all the desires to receive, and I respect it to such an extent that, let's say, Jacob that goes down to Egypt, he blesses Pharaoh and Pharaoh blesses him. And it's things that are, it's not simple to scrutinize them. And when they come out of Egypt, Pharaoh himself already lets them go and opens the door. Get out. Meaning, he finished his job, except for the Erev Rav. But they, that doesn't belong to Pharaoh. That belongs to, there's still not a scrutiny towards Gemar Tikkun. Erev Rav doesn't leave us till Gemar Tikkun. They'll always be against Israel. Those are the beautiful Jews.
Why does Pharaoh let him go? What interest does he have? Is it the suffering? Is he fed up with it?
What? Pharaoh? He finished his work. He finished his work. There's nothing else to, there's no other problem. Just awe, the will to receive that was as Pharaoh enters the people of Israel. They supposedly took the essence of Pharaoh with them, the will to receive, his vessels. And they are going to correct it. And from these vessels, what they discover is already the land of Israel. We read that today, right? That without Egypt, we can't reach Israel. There was such a thing. today or yesterday. Today and yesterday, okay? We need the vessels. That's the whole thing. We are still in the period of creating the vessels, formulating the vessels. So we finish this article, we'll come back to it in these 2 weeks. Next, what do we have?